And in response to an ongoing pattern of sexual abuse at Texas juvenile detention facilities, this week, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced he is ordering the Texas Rangers to step in and investigate. This week's news from the governor comes after the conviction of a male detention officer and three other employees at the Gainesville State School, a juvenile detention center just north of Dallas. In a letter to the Texas Juvenile Justice Department, Abbott wrote that these sexual abuse crimes by the employees of the justice system were, quote, reprehensible and necessitate an appropriate response, unquote. The idea of intervention by the Texas Rangers was previously discussed by State Senator John Whitmire, a Democrat representing Houston, during a Senate committee hearing. Here is Whitmire explaining how he wants the Texas Rangers to get to the bottom of what's going on.
And let me tell you how upset I am. I have talked to the Texas Rangers, and I probably shouldn't discuss it too in detail. I think investigators, our best law enforcement, needs to do unannounced, pre-announced visits and interview 10 employees and 10 youth in private to see what's really going on there. I'm certain if you did an interview of the employees in private, because there's no question, if you talk to the press and others, the employees will not talk to elected officials or the press for fear of reprisals. Mm-hmm. That is the code at Gainesville and the other locations. Mm-hmm. We need Texas Rangers to go in and sit down and talk to 10 employees in private and 10 youth and get them to confide what is going on. I think it would be shocking to the people of Texas.
State Senator Whitmire said the number of juveniles detained in the state's five remaining state schools has drastically decreased in the past decade, from about 5,000 to just about 1,000 youth presently. During the Senate committee meeting on December 5th, Whitmire said he has numerous concerns about the system.
There's some serious mismanagement that I want to speak to before we adjourn today, that we have a very broken system. But it starts out by your recognition that we're spending $160,000 per youth, and 73% of them are reincarcerated within 3 years of being released. So essentially, we're just housing them there. The agency leads all agencies in workman comp claims. There's been over 400 this year because of the injuries and the out-of-control population. And we're sitting on a pirate keg. In my judgment, it is by far the worst performing agency by any measurement of all of our agencies, which we have a little over 200. We 50% of their clients, by any legal definition, are adults. I could show you Giddings. Giddings has 237 confinees this morning. 144 of them, half of them, are adult by legal definition. What we have to understand, members, is that we call them state schools, but it's a very dangerous population.
Texas Senator Royce West, a Democrat who represents Dallas, who also serves on the Senate Finance Committee, said his reforms need to go further than the juvenile detention center front door.
I haven't really seen a lot of change in our criminal justice system, whether it's juvenile justice or whether it's the adult justice system also. Year after year that I come down here, we talk about the recidivism rate. And it really hasn't changed that much at all, Senator Whitmire, in terms of recidivism within our criminal justice system, even though we're putting more money in it. And so if we keep on doing the same thing over and over again, we're going to keep on getting the same result. And we're going to continue to have these conversations. And I'm going to say Judge Huffman, former Judge Huffman, you know exactly what I'm saying. And so the question becomes whether or not we're going to step up and take some of the recommendations that will be made by the chairman and others as it relates to when those kids go back, when those adults go back into the community, make certain that they're not, obviously they have a checkered past, but if they can't get a job, if the first thing that happens to them when they get back and they try to apply for a job, someone says, do you have a criminal record? Then that's an automatic foul draw zero, as opposed to looking at the person individually and then make a determination as to whether or not the criminal record impacts them, then we're going to continue to have the same problem. Because the reality, whether we're Democrats or Republicans, if a person goes back and they have a criminal record, we automatically say, no, they're not important. But yet and still, we come back down here and talk about recidivism. What are we going to do to make certain that those persons who have responsibilities, most of them have children, most of them have bills they have to pay, most of them have to pay parole fees, right, when they go back, what are we going to do to make certain that they have the ability to at least get a job when they go back into the community in order to take care of the responsibilities that we all want them to take care of? That continues to be an issue that we have grappled with over the past 15 or 20 years, and we still haven't gotten to a policy solution for those particular types of issues. And I would encourage us, as we do this conversation once again, to make certain that we put that back on the table and that we come up with some ideas, policy ideas, that will solve that particular problem.
This week's announcement by the governor to investigate the state's juvenile detention program appears to be a political response to a problem that is beginning to make front page headlines in newspapers like the Dallas Morning News. The concern about sexual abuse, recidivism rates, and an estimated cost of $160,000 per juvenile detained in the system has fiscal conservatives like Texas Senator Paul Bettencourt agreeing that it may be time for a change to the system.
I mean, I think we should be looking at closing some of these facilities. I think we should be looking at more community-involved facilities.
If the issue continues to gain attention, and if the Texas Rangers investigate and find the kind of widespread systematic issues that Whitmire says that they will, it's likely we'll see another big change to how Texas deals with the most violent youth offenders, which is what activist groups have been asking for a very long time. Four groups, Texas Appleseed, the ACLU of Texas, Texas Criminal Justice Coalition, and Texans Care for Children, have recently joined efforts to call for juvenile justice reforms in Texas. In a recent press release, Texas Appleseed Executive Director Deborah Fowler said, quote, "This is the third time in the last 10 years that we've seen a crisis emerge at TJJD's facilities," unquote. And then she went on to say, quote, "This highlights what experts have been telling us for years and what Texas-based research confirms. Large facilities in remote areas cause more harm than good," unquote. The newly formed Juvenile Justice Coalition sent a letter to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick and House Speaker Joe Strauss calling for the closure of the five juvenile facilities in exchange for moving the inmates to other programs such as juvenile probation.